Father, we just thank you tonight that we come together in prayer to lift up your name, to magnify you, to glorify you, and to exalt you. As we come in prayer tonight, oh God, we know that we're not coming in our own name, but we're coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We say, God, hear our prayer, oh God, tonight, and attend to our supplication. As we come, we know that we're not coming in our own righteousness, but we are coming in His, oh God, and we come not empty-handed, but we come by the way of the blood. And we say, God, tonight, let something move. Let something shift. Let something change. Bring us to a place, oh God, where we can walk with you. We can hear what you are saying to us, oh God, and we can walk in obedience to the instructions that you are giving us. We pray, God, for every man and every woman that's going to be on the prayer line tonight. We ask, oh God, for an impartation of your spirit, a transference of your anointing, an activation of things in their lives, oh God, that must be activated in this season, that you bring them to a place where they can see the goodness of God in this lifetime. They can see your grace and your mercy operating in their lives. Empower them, oh God, to be able to succeed in every area and every endeavor that you've allowed them to engage in. We thank you, oh God, for wherever they are in their homes, there is the presence of your spirit. Your word, oh God, is resounding in their spirits and in their hearts, knowing that their God, their prayer, praying to is a God who hears, and He is a God who is going to answer. Father, your word says you are leading them in paths of righteousness, O God, that your word indeed is a lamp unto their feet and a light of their path, O God. I pray that wherever they are, O God, they are being empowered by your spirit right now. Their faith is being augmented, O God, by your faith, that you are quickening your word in their spirit, O God, that there is an expectation in them that you are going to do something amazing and something supernatural. Not only as we pray, but God, in the season and the days that are going to come, we thank you, O God, for every trial, every struggle that they have been through, for they have been able to see your goodness. They have been able to see your grace. They have been able to see your mercy. You have done great things for them, O God. Some things that they know and some things they do not know, but Father, you have done great and mighty things. We thank you for how you have protected them, O God, from the dangers that they have seen, even the dangers that they haven't seen. We thank you, O God, for the supernatural provision that you have brought into their lives, O God, as you have shown yourself to be Jehovah Jireh, their provider. You have met every need that they have. We thank you, O God, for opening doors for them that no man can shut. We thank you, O God, for clothing them in the right frame of mind always. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your peace, O God, that continually abounds in their hearts, O God, as your love is being shed abroad in the very same place of their hearts. We thank you, O God, for how their eyes are open that they may see the good things you are doing, how their eyes are open that they may know that their God indeed is a powerful God. We thank you, O God, for the blood of Jesus, O God, that is speaking yet greater things concerning them, the blood of the covenant that is declaring everything that Jesus purchased for them on the cross of Calvary. Not only is the blood speaking, O God, but your word is bringing enlightenment that they're able to appropriate everything that was obtained, O God, for the mercy and grace, O God, to come upon their lives, O God, for them to be empowered, not by might nor by power, but God, by your spirit, that as they go out, O God, they know that they're not walking on their own, but there is a God who is greater. There is a God who said he would never leave them nor forsake them day and night. You are watching them, O God, in their coming and in their going. You are blessing the works of their hands, and whatsoever they set their minds to do, you are causing it to succeed, because you are an excellent and you are a mighty God. We declare their households blessed, O God, in every sense of the word, blessed, O God, because God, whatever you bless is blessed indeed. We thank you, God, for your hand of favor that is upon their homes, for your hand of favor that is upon their families, O God, that men are doing what they normally wouldn't do for concerning them, because the favor of God is upon them. Your word says, he that has found favor with God will find favor with men. Let there be a tangible manifestation of that favor in their lives, that they can literally see how they have been appointed, how they have been selected, how they have been chosen, not because of what they have done or not because of who they are, but because the hand of God is upon their lives. We thank you, O God, for every victory that you have written in their lives, O God, victories, O God, that they could never attain on their own, But, oh God, you have allowed them to walk in that place of victory because you are an awesome God. Indeed, oh God, your mercy endures forever from generation to generation. We thank you for how you are blessing their posterity, how their sons are walking in the blessings of God. Some of them may not even acknowledge you, oh God, but for the sake of their fathers and for the sake of their mothers, oh God, you are doing great and mighty works in their lives. You are the one who declared, oh God, that if the gates be open, the King of Glory will enter in. We thank you for the King of Glory who is moving in their bloodlines, the King of Glory who is moving in their generations, as you are showing yourself mighty. I thank you, God, for the financial blessings you are releasing upon them, oh God, for your peace that surpasses all human understanding, that continually encompasses their minds and their environments of abode. We thank you, oh God, for their hearts that are settled by your word, their hearts that find comfort in your word, hearts that find comfort in your promises. I thank you, O God, for you are the one who's causing those things that you promised, O God, to be made manifest in their lives. Daily, O God, you continue to be their shield. You continue to be their defender. You continue to be their buckler. Indeed, O God, you are their strong tower. You are their refuge, O God, and you are their fortress. Father, indeed, your word that you declared concerning them, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. That word, O God, is prevailing day and night. And you said, whatever tongue rise up against them in judgment, you shall condemn. We thank you. And we bless you, O God, for how you are protecting them, O God. We thank you for how you are watching over them day and night, O God. Even in the days that they disappoint, you do not leave them, O God, but you are there always, 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 always. You are there because you are a good and awesome God. We thank you, O God, for the gifts that you have placed inside of them, O God, that those gifts are not going to remain dormant, but God, you are activating them. Not only are you activating them, O God, you are engaging them and opening doors and platforms for their gifts to find expression in them and through them. We thank you, O God, for the wisdom that is coming upon them to be able to operate in accordance with the gifts you have bestowed upon them. We thank you for the mantles that are coming from generations that are, you are releasing, O God, and bestowing upon them. We thank you for the assignments that are attached to the mantle that you are releasing, that God, they are able to, not by might or by power, but God, by your spirit and by your grace, they're able to operate in accordance with the assignment and the mandates and the decrees of the mantle that you have placed upon them. We thank you, O God, that they walk in such tremendous levels of wisdom, in such tremendous levels of understanding, because your word says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Because they fear you, there is great wisdom that is coming upon them. And God, you give them understanding. You say, with all thy getting, get understanding. You give them understanding, O God, not to be wise only in the things of the world, but to be wise in the things of the Spirit, to walk in accordance, O God, the principles and strategies of the kingdom of God, that they may see the excellence of our God operating in their lives. We thank you, O God, for the heavens that are continually open over them, O God, for how you are raining down your blessings upon them, O God, without measure, that, O God, you are showing yourself to be the provider that you are, O God. Blessings raining down on them, O God, and they are coming in and they are going, O God, in all their endeavors, they see the favor and the blessings of God. We thank you and we bless your name for every church that they belong to, oh God. We thank you for the set men that are in those houses, oh God. We bless you for how you are working in them and how you are revealing yourself through the men and women that you set, oh God, in the set positions. We thank you for the prayer that continually goes forth concerning them, oh God, that they are continually clothed in their right frame of mind, that they are protected, oh God, from the arrows of the enemy, oh God, and for every attack, every snare that is laid before them, oh God. You already go before and you disengage and you disable for the crooked places, oh God, that you make straight, and for the mountains you bring down and the valleys you raise up, oh God. We thank you for the great things you are doing in the lives of the apostles, oh God, and the ministers you've set around them, oh God. We thank you for the women, men and women of God you've set, oh God, to pray and intercede for them. They will not grow weary in the assignment that you've given them, oh God, but you are going to empower them. There is a refreshing coming upon them, oh God, and a resolution to keep on calling upon the name of God day and night and still God has done that which he has promised, oh God, not only in the lives of the ministers, but in the earth, oh God. We thank you. And continually our prayer, God, is let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done here on earth, oh God, as it is in heaven. That which you designed, oh God, that which you had in mind, that which you saw before the worlds were even formed, oh God, concerning the season, concerning this time, concerning the ministries, concerning the houses you have set over them, oh God, we say, let it be done on earth now in the name of Jesus. And Father, for some that are here that are going through tremendous warfare, we release, oh God, divine assistance, oh God, to come and engage with them in their place of battle, that they are going to be victorious, oh God, for the battle is not theirs, but the battle belongs to the Lord. You are the one, oh God, that rebukes the devourer for their sake. You are the one who contends with those that are warring against them, oh God. You are the one who raises up a standard, oh God, when the enemy comes in like a flood. You are the one who causes them to walk in victory, because you said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We declare that, God, they will not grow weary in well-doing. They are being strengthened by you. They are waiting on you, believing in you, and standing in your word and standing in accordance to your promises, oh God. Therefore, the enemy will not prevail. You are the one who sets a hedge of protection around them, like you did for Job. You are the one who provides for them, oh God, like you did for the children of Israel in the wilderness, oh God. You are the one who causes gates of limitations to open at their own accord, that they will not find any hindrances and limitations, oh God, to be able to go out and do what heaven said must be done in them and through them. I thank you, O God, and I bless you, O God, for the visions and the dreams you are releasing in their lives, O God, that you are showing them things that are yet to come. You are showing them, O God, the things you've already lined up in their families, the things you said, O God, are going to be released, O God, in their bloodline. We thank you for how you are revealing yourself in such a mighty way that they are strategically positioned for what you are going to do in the earth in this season and in this hour. Father, I pray that even for some that are involved in businesses, oh God, you are releasing witty inventions, business ideas. You are releasing principles that will elevate, oh God. You are restoring a level of faith and anticipation for the great things that are yet to come from the baskets you have given them, oh God. We command abundance to come. We command fruitfulness to come. We speak to every barren area in their lives. You are going to reproduce. You are going to be productive, the works of their hands, oh God. We speak multiplication, we speak abundance, oh God, in the words that come from their lips, oh God. We speak life, we speak joy, we speak hope, we speak the faith of God. Father, wherever you are leading them, oh God, lead them, oh God, into places of enlargement. Lead them, oh God, into places of increase, oh God. Day and night, may they cry out surely that God has been faithful. May they cry out surely God has been good to us, oh God, because of what you are doing in their lives. I thank you and I praise you, oh God, for the chains that are breaking, chains that have been holding them bound from things of the generations of old, oh God, that have nothing to do with them. I thank you for how you are breaking them. I thank you for how you are writing liberty, 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 and peace in their lives. That, Father, your word says, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We thank you for the level of wisdom, the level of freedom that is operating in their home. I bless you, oh God. I thank you for every relationship that they are involved in, oh God, that has been sanctioned by you. You have purified, you have sanctified by your fire. Strengthen now, oh God, according to your word. You said whatever God has put together, let no man put asunder. I thank you for their marriages. I thank you for their families, that they are being strengthened in their bonds, oh God, because they are joined together because of your word. They are joined together because of your divine design. I thank you, Father, for the mandate, oh God, for the destiny and the purpose, the assignment that is upon their households, oh God. Release whatever they need to be able to accomplish their assignment. Release whatever they need to be able to fulfill the mandate you have given them as a bloodline. Should they need finances, oh God, release them. Should they need favor, release it. Should they need grace, release it, oh God. Should they need mercy, release it, oh God. Whatever it takes, whatever is required, Father, you have found them to be faithful, oh God. Now release it, oh God, that they're able to become, they're able to accomplish, they're able to fulfill the assignment that you placed upon them, oh God. That when they look back and they can say, surely this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our sight. We thank you for the ministry that is in them, oh God, in their household, for the gifts you have given them custodianship over. We bless your name, oh God, that day and night when they call upon your name, you hear. Not only do you hear, but God, you are answering. You are doing great and mighty things because they are praying, because they are believing. Your word says, he that cometh to God must believe that you are, and that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. There is a great reward that is coming because of their diligence. They will not be discouraged, but they will keep holding on to that word, that there is a reward that is coming. They may not see the reward in this lifetime, but there is a reward that is coming because of their faithfulness. Father, your word says Abraham rejoiced when he saw the day of the Lord. May your people rejoice, oh God, when they see the day of your coming. May the people rejoice when they see the day of your resurrection. They may not see it physically, oh God, in this life, but they know that the day has been promised, and the one who has promised, oh God, is faithful. The one who has promised, oh God, will not lie. The one who has promised, oh God, will not repent for the things that he has promised. I thank you and I bless you, God, for the work you are doing in their jobs. Father, you are bestowing favor upon them, but even in their jobs, oh God, with their promotions that are coming, their increases that are coming because of what you are doing. I thank you. I bless you, oh God, for how you are positioning them, oh God, in this season. That you're not positioning them, oh God, to be downtrodden on, oh God, but you are positioning them, oh God, for elevation. You are positioning them, oh God, for greatness, because you are just a mighty and gracious God. I thank you. The day and night, oh God, you take a kind disposition towards them, oh God. You look kindly towards them, oh God. You open up their eyes, oh God, they are able to see. You open up their ears, oh God, that they are able to hear. For your word says, let he that is ear to hear, hear what the Spirit is saying. We thank you for opening up their ears, oh God. Not only natural ears, but spiritual ears, that they are able to hear. They are able to discern. They are able to conceive whatever God is doing. I thank you that, Father, not only are you opening up their ears to be able to hear, you're opening up their eyes for them to be able to see what the Spirit is doing, and that they react in accordance to what they see. Jesus said, I only do that which I see my Father do. I only speak that which I hear my Father speak. Let it be the same in their lives. Let them do what they see God do. Let them speak what they hear God speak, oh God. And I pray that, oh God, even now, now their eyes are being opened, their hearts are being opened, their hearts are being set, oh God, to be able to perceive, to be able to understand what is being seen, to be able to perceive and to be able to understand what is being heard. As they are hearing, oh God, let their hearts be willingly walking in obedience day and night, oh God, that there will be no struggle in them obeying your word, but God, their hearts will be in tune with what heaven is saying. Their hearts will be quick to obey, because God, their affections are set on you. Their eyes, oh God, are set on you, not on the things that are happening around them, oh God, but their eyes are set on you. Their hearts are set on you. Their affections are set on you, because their hearts and their affections are set on you. God, you will do great and mighty things, because you find them delightful because of who they are. Their hearts centered on you. Their spirits, oh God, desiring the things of God. Their souls, oh God, walking in alignment with what the Spirit is revealing. I thank you, oh God, that day and night as they call unto you, oh God, you hear. And as you hear, God, you are increasing a desire in them to be in your presence. And as that desire is swirling, as that desire is growing in them, oh God, you are drawing them closer as they are coming closer to you. You are giving them access to come into your presence. And as they come into your presence, oh God, May they find the fullness of joy. May they find the fullness of peace. May they find the pleasures forevermore in the right hand of God. May the secret things that are on the left be revealed unto them, O God, for your praise and for your glory. But Father, as they continually delight themselves in you, your word says you will give them the desires of their hearts. Reveal, O God, that their hearts may be able to delight themselves in you. Your word says, God, they walk by faith and not by sight. May they not walk according to human faith, but may they walk with the faith of God, the faith that never disappoints. I pray that, oh God, as they delight themselves in you, your word is being enriched in them, that they are walking in accordance to your instruction. Your word, O God, is being written on the tables of their hearts, O God. As the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart, O God, that I may not sin against you. Your word is being written on the tablets of their hearts. Your word is being hidden in their hearts, O God, that they may not sin against. They'll walk uprightly before you all their days, O God. No matter what comes their way, they will walk uprightly before you, God, all their days. I pray that, God, obedience is going to be the hallmark of their lives. They walk in obedience to your word. They walk in obedience to your spirit. Where your word says, O God, for as many as are led by the spirit, they are the sons of God. Father, may they walk in according to the leading of your spirit day and night, O God. May they be sensitive, O God, to your spirit, O God. Holy Spirit, move upon their lives. Holy Spirit, move upon their hearts. Move upon their minds. Let their minds be preoccupied with the things of God. You said, O God, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is comely, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is of a good report, if there be any virtue in this, think on these things, O God. Let their minds be set on heavenly things. Let their minds be set on the good things that God has provided. I thank you and I bless. Somebody just say hallelujah, because God is moving. He is shifting you. He is speaking things into your mind. He is speaking things into your spirit. He is literally positioning you for great things, positioning you for great things in this season. And how many of you know that when God begins to position you, he is not just about to elevate you, he is elevating everything that concerns you. Psalm 138 verse number 8 says, God is perfecting everything that concerns us. God is perfecting everything that concerns you. That means God is perfecting your sons. God is perfecting your daughters. God is perfecting your business. God is perfecting your ministry because it concerns you. God is perfecting your health because it concerns you. God is perfecting your memory because it concerns you. God is perfecting your thoughts because they concern you. God is perfecting the works of your hands because they concern you. God is perfecting the path that you take, the path that you walk in, because it concerns you. God is perfecting your relationships because it concerns you. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is perfecting your gift because it concerns you. God is perfecting you because it concerns you. Hallelujah. God is perfecting your desires because it concerns you. Somebody say hallelujah. God is perfecting because you have found favor in the sight of God. You have to realize there are some things you cannot do on your own. But when God steps in the midst of it all, nothing is impossible for God and nothing is hard for God to do. God will do great and mighty things concerning you just because he is God. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to say, even if you find yourself in the most hostile of places, the favor of God will prevail. I will say it again. If no matter how difficult your situation is, no matter how difficult a place you find yourself in, I want to let you know that God will prevail. God will break through and God will break out. I am reminded of Daniel. Daniel was in the most hostile of places, but God allowed his gift to shine. Joseph was living in the most adverse of places, but God allowed his gift to shine. May God do the same thing in your life. Where there is hostility, may your gift rise up to the front. Where there is adversity, may God elevate you. May your gift make room for you. Because the favor of God is going to make a difference in your life. The favor of God is going to make a difference in your life. The word of God says, he that has found favor with God is going to find favor with man. May the favor of God be a difference maker in your life. I come against the spirit of pride, that pride will not find a lodging place in your heart, because the favor of God is before you. That the favor of God, you know that you did not get here by your own strength, you know that you did not get here by your own doing, but it was by the hand of the Almighty God, that you will give him all the glory, you will give him all the praise, you will give him everything that is worthy and due his name, because God has done great and mighty things by you and for you. In the Narabasiria Bakarandi Koshokurabasa de Bekiria Rebro Sokar, every door that you have been knocking on, it seems as if it has been taking long for the door to be opened, but tonight we command that door to be opened. We command that door to be opened. We command that door to be opened. Nisa rabedo kushu kurabandara rede kiria basanta rabandere. And for some, we kubrosha darandere. The door that I find is not a door for you to enter in. It's not a door just for you to say there is a door. But I see a door to your next level. I see a door to your next dimension. And that door is being opened. And I pray that as the door is being opened, you embrace the grace that God has released upon you to be able to walk through the door, that you embrace the grace that God has given you to be able to operate at the new dimension that you are entering into, that God gives you wisdom that is above and beyond the level that you are entering into, that you will not fail, you will not fall, but you are going to be able to find that to be your natural habitat. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is a door that is opening, that God is literally going to use that door to shift your economics. God is shifting your economics. That means your peace is going to increase, your joy is going to increase, your strength is going to increase, your finances are going to increase, your peace is going to increase, because God is saying it's not an economic recession concerning you, but there is a level of increase, there is a level of enlargement, there is a level of expansion in your economy of ideas is rising, economy in wisdom is rising, economy in understanding is rising, economy in strength is rising, economy in labor is rising, economy in vision is rising, economy in hearing is rising, because God has favored you. He has taken a kind disposition towards you. You did not earn this, you did not deserve this, but God, by his mercy and by his grace, he is releasing it into your life, so that you know that this was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in my sight. Somebody say hallelujah. I feel something moving, I feel something shifting, I feel something shaking. And I pray that for some of you who have been doubting what God promised in your heart, today may the Lord restore that belief. Today may God restore that faith, that you still believe, you still hold on to what God has promised, that at the appointed time you are not going to be disappointed, but you are going to see what God has promised. You are going to see a manifestation. I pray. I see somebody, there are things that were just in, they were just mentality thing, they were just mentations, they were just thoughts, they were just things you imagined, they were imaginations, but God is saying your imaginations are about to become a reality. You are going to be able to handle them with your hands. That means that which was afar, that must come into your hands, is going to come into your hands. I feel like something just shifting right here. God, anybody who needs transportation, I release cars now in the name of Jesus, Father, for your grace and for your favor. We We speak it, oh God, into their lives, oh God. We command, oh God, those that you're possessing to be a blessing to them, oh God, to come forth now. Let them not resist, oh God, but may they bring that which God has said must be released into the lives of his saints. For your praise and for your glory, I thank you. And I bless you, oh God, for the financial blessings that are coming into the lives of your people, that they know that indeed this is the Lord who is doing all that which he has promised. Somebody just bless the Lord in your home. Bless the Lord in your home. Just thank him for having favored you. Thank him for having positioned you. Somebody say hallelujah. And I just dare somebody tonight, wherever you are in your home, if you have some anointing oil, just get some anointing oil and anoint your forehead for favor. Anoint your hands with oil for the works of your hands to prosper. Rebre sarando corosha rabasi kere teraba ma bresiko bresta re combresti kiaraba rebraste te combreshe karabasa bresto kobrushi kiabade ki predesta brae ko shoko brendista rabakiri ebrasta re korea bandarabashi. Father, I command your favor now to come over your people. Ko do jebre rebrasi Garake de Jande de Bokura Bandara Rasi Rebrasta Kare Kuroshara Bandaria Darabasiria Rebroso Kura Bandere Kia Bashada Rebro Kutu Sharaba. That the works of their hands are favored. Dedo Kushara Bandere Rebrosa Rabande ki Diziki Aroku Brondoshara Marae Kadazi do Gurombre Tarasi do Roboko Rabai de Sandere Brase Kuroshara Bakida Ibron. Dosta bariki adambre deria corossa rabai kiresia kibradai kumbere basido kuvosha dai bresta randere kurabandere akarabaze guru kurabashi kireanda raba des rabake do bresti kida rabai kumbre dandra. And I pray that God begins to reverse some transactions in your life. Bresidia kabrosho kukurabandara disi kia bae. There are some trade agreements you entered into that are not favorable for your cause. De brasta rabai kadame. God begin to reverse them now. She bresta rabai kubrete si kia bandara. There were some transactions that were entered into on your behalf by generations before. They were not for profit, they were not for benefit, but they are here to destroy you. We reverse them right now. We reverse them now. And we wipe out every ledger that has been set against you. Every debt collecting assignment, agent of the kingdom of darkness, we command your assignment cancelled now. Kubrasete ya kosharandere kurabandiri ya karabasaki ya bosho kurabandara detiri ya koh shabadara haya kubre. We declare that the debt has been fully paid for by the blood of Jesus. Sarandere. Therefore, any cancel, any notice to collect, we command it cancelled now. In the name of Jesus, somebody just say hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We command spiritual debts canceled in your life. De brosta bare garabrosu kurabandara landara. And that which has been coming, rising up to attack your dreams, your visions, your thoughts, we contend against it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And for somebody, I want to let you know, remember, the Lord has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I want to say it again, remember, the spirit of the Lord has given you the spirit, not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Be clothed in your sound mind. Be clothed in your sound mind. Oh, always. That when the devil comes in trying to cause you fear, you better know that God has not given you the spirit of fear. And here's the fear. You fear dying, you fear failing, but God is for you. God is watching over you. You are going to succeed because God is with you. And I want to speak the peace of God over somebody here. You are so worried about your sons and your daughters. You are spending sleepless nights because you are daily thinking about them. You don't know which way they are turning. They are not living according to your expectations. But I pray that tonight concerning them, God will give you peace. That tonight concerning them, God will give you strength. That tonight concerning them, you are going just to let them go into the hands of God. Just say, God, I let them go. I put them right back into your hands. They are a gift you gave me, and your word says the gift of God will make rich and add no sorrow, the blessings of God. So Father, we just release them into your hands and say, God, you are the potter, they are the clay. Mold them, O God, and shape them, O God, in whichever way you desire, God. May they find their pathway back to you like you did for the prodigal son. Whatever you have to do, O God, they are in your hands. They are from you. They are in your hands. Work a work in their lives, O God. Some may be in the most hostile of places right now, trading under darkness, O God. Let your light break forth and break through, that they may come to the light. Somebody just say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. See, this is what I saw as we're praying for that. I just saw something that we just want to break tonight. You see, there is a separation that took place between a mother and a son. There is a separation that took place between a mother and a son. And the son is estranged from the family. And it's not really an issue that happened, but there was something that became a wedge that came in between, that it's very difficult to understand why you haven't been able to reconcile. It's because the enemy keeps hammering on that wedge. But tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we uproot that wedge now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, every hindrance, every obstacle that has been in the way, stopping the reconciliation, oh God, stopping the reestablishment of that bond, we command it lifted now, we command it gone now, in the name of Jesus. I know that some have been saying you haven't been able to reconcile because of stubbornness, but it's because there was a spirit that was hindering, sitting in the center and saying this will not be joined together again. But tonight we take authority over that thing and we say, who are you to say God cannot do what he promised? He said by the prophet Malachi, he will turn the hearts of the fathers back to the sons and the hearts of the sons back to the fathers. Father, we command that word now and we stand on that word, God, to become a reality, to manifest, God, and contend with that obstacle and to contend with that wedge. Somebody say hallelujah. I say Rabba. And you have stubbornness that was manifesting itself as pride, saying, I don't want to say I'm sorry. I don't want to say I was wrong. Father, we break the power of that spirit of pride. Rabbi dozo rabandara kidebi ashota rabandara rabandari karabasarara, and we release forgiveness now. Kosha, we release understanding now. Shabre dis darabandro kosha rabandara in their midst, O God, for your praise and for your glory, for your praise and for your glory. We thank you, God, for breathing a new breath in that relationship. O kadabete kurosha raba. Therefore, Father, we speak unexpected phone calls of reconciliation. Raso kodo rebeji tia karabra ndarabasa ndarabekia raba rebreshi karandoso kukurabasa taba. Past hurts, oh God, we command healing and forgiveness. Woundedness, we command healing. Shira basanda, restore, 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 restore. Sharabandere kuro, sharabandere brekiara bandara, restore, 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 restore. Shabrestia barake de sarabake de so. Rae prosuto robokura basha tarabandere kiada barate se. Rebraste kumbronde rebakara. Ebros tarabandere kiabasi kiata zebre dizigi da brahe robrandere kiabasa debrete kita taraba kumbresta barae kumbre turu shuko ibraste kriabandere korosha rabandere maeko vosha predesi kobreta iko brosho kuraba. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say a few more things here tonight, and I will let you go. I don't intend to keep you for long, but I just want to let you know, but God is faithful. I want to say it again. God is faithful. God is faithful. He is faithful. He will watch over his word. God is faithful. Not only will he watch over his word, but God will perform his word. The zeal of the Lord, he will hasten to perform his word. He will perform his word. So every promise that God has given you, hold on to that promise. Hold on to that promise. I will say it again. Whatever God promised you, hold on to that promise. Whatever was prophesied over you, hold on to that prophetic word. And I want to say that when I say hold on to that prophetic word, it's not a passive holding. Somebody say hallelujah. Is it a passive holding? But it is an active holding. You have to begin wrestling with that prophetic word. You have to begin praying concerning that prophetic word. You have to allow yourself to be repositioned in accordance with that prophetic word. You have to begin feeding on the word of God so that you can have faith for the dimension that that prophetic word is going to release into your life. Somebody say hallelujah. Holding on. Contently, holding on, holding on, holding on proactively, holding on actively to that prophetic word that God gave you. That means always bringing it before God for remembrance. God, you declared your word over me. I thank you that you are going to perform your word. I thank you that you are going to manifest your word. I thank you that your promise, oh God, will not fall to the ground. I position myself, oh God, in light with of what you have declared. Somebody say hallelujah and say, God, I give you permission to move what needs to be moved around me to make accommodation for your prophetic word. God, if I have to set time to contend, give me the ability to prioritize and reprioritize my life so I can have time to contend with that prophetic word. Whatever positioning is required spiritually, I allow you, God, to reposition me. Whatever repositioning is required, oh God, physically, I give you permission to reposition me. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You have to understand, when we begin to talk about repositioning in light of the prophetic word, you have to understand that Joseph had a prophetic dream, but the prophetic dream could not be fulfilled where he was. So he had to be repositioned to a place where it will match his gift. Anybody hearing me? A place where it will match the manifestation of the prophetic word. Because you understand, his gift was a gift to lead a nation, yet Jacob was not a nation by then. So God had to move him, had to reposition him. Not only was God repositioning him physically, but God was repositioning him spiritually, where he was dependent on his Father, but now he is going to be dependent on the Father. Anybody hearing me? Repositioning and realigning where he was so cuddled by his Father and looked over by his Father. Now he is going to trust in the God that his Father was pointing him to. So God had to reposition him. Now he is no longer a child, but now he is a man. So I say, God, whatever you have to reposition in us in light of your prophetic word, be done unto us, O God, according to your word. God, and then the next thing you have to realize, besides being repositioned spiritually and being repositioned physically, is though your way of thinking has to be recalibrated, O God, in alignment with the prophetic word that has been spoken over you. You have to begin seeing yourself walking in the manifestation, walking in the reality of what God has promised, walking in the manifest. Can I ask somebody here tonight, can you handle the manifestation of the prophetic word in your life? Can you handle it? Can you handle the manifestation of the prophetic word in your life? Can you handle becoming exactly what God prophesied you to be? Because when I say, can you handle, that means, are you able to handle the blessing that is coming your way? You see, when you say you are able to handle that blessing that is coming your way, when you say you are able to handle the manifestation of that prophetic word, say you will not lose your mind to follow the riches, but you will still keep your heart steadfast on God. You will not cut down your prayer time because now God has met your need, but you will still seek the face of God. You will still search for him day and night. Can you handle the manifestation of the prophetic word in your life? That means if you say you are able to handle the manifestation of that prophetic word, the fulfillment of that prophetic word, are you able to handle the idea of losing some of your friends? Are you able to lose the idea of to handle the idea of losing some of your close acquaintances? Anybody hearing me? Are you able to handle the idea of change, living in an environment that you are not familiar with, an environment that you did not grow in? Can you handle the fulfillment of the prophetic word that God has spoken over you? Somebody say hallelujah. So may God enlarge your capacity to be able to manage. May God enlarge your capacity to be able to receive. May God enlarge your ability to see, your ability to hear, so that you are ready for the manifestation, the fulfillment of the prophetic word that God has declared over you. Are you ready? Can you handle the idea of being talked about in light of the fulfillment of the prophetic word? Can you handle the idea of having enemies fighting against you from every side because of the prophetic word that is being fulfilled in your life? I know, but my Redeemer lives. Whatever he gives me, he will not give me more than what I can handle. Therefore, God, whatever you have desired to bestow on me, I know I can handle it. Whatever you said you are going to manifest, oh God, I know that I can handle it. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. Our kinsman Redeemer, the one who allowed us who were once alien with God to be reconciled back with him. I thank God. I thank God for the prophetic word he has declared over me. I thank God for the prophetic word he has declared over you. I thank God for the prophetic word he has declared over your children. I thank God for the prophetic word he has declared over your household. It shall come to pass. You shall walk in the fulfillment of that prophetic word. And I thank God that God has not only prophesied to us, not to our children, but he will prophesy to our children, children that haven't been born yet to time, for our sake. I thank God for the prophetic word that he has spoken over your great-grandchildren that are not yet born to time. Somebody say hallelujah. Because your God Can you handle? Can you handle the manifestation, the fulfillment of the prophetic word? If you can, if you can handle the responsibility, if you can handle that, you won't be taking the glory, but you'll be ascribing all the glory to Him who has spoken the word over you. You are able to handle the manifestation. You are able to handle the fulfillment of the prophetic word in your life. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes when people, God begins to bless, when God begins to manifest His word in your life, some of us are filled with pride. But I say, are you able to handle, to walk in the manifestation, the fulfillment of the prophetic word? Because you see, the fulfillment of a prophetic word is going to lay on you a responsibility. Somebody say responsibility. I'm almost done receiving. Walking in the manifestation of a prophetic word is going to impose a level of responsibility on you. That I can just say the common level, or the common faith, or the common level of responsibility is going to be the responsibility of the testimony. Somebody say hallelujah. That's the first level, the responsibility of the testimony. Within the responsibility of the testimony is the responsibility of ascribing glory properly. Anybody hearing me? Able to handle the responsibility. Be able to ascribe glory accordingly. And here the other thing, being able to give thanks. Being able to give thanks. It's a responsibility. You receive a gift. You are able to ascribe glory. You must also be able to give thanks to God. And now, you have to be able to have the character and the aptitude to walk in the manifestation, to walk in the reality of that manifestation. See, when God says you are going to be a prophet, He declares a word over you, Elijah. He declares a word over you, Jeremiah. He declares a word over you, Ezekiel. Now you are not walking on your own, but you have to walk in light. You have to take on the responsibility of that which has been bestowed on you. Anybody hearing me? So walk with integrity. You have a responsibility of walking in integrity. You have the responsibility of being able to manage what that manifestation is going to release in your life. That means if God prophesied that you're going to have a house that you did not build, you have to be able to have the ability to manage the household. Anybody hearing me? To take care of the outside, to take care of the inside. If God says He is going to give you a business, He prophesied you're going to be a kingdom financier, it means there's going to be a responsibility for you to be a good custodian, to be a good steward of the resource that God is giving you, knowing when to hold and when to let go, knowing when to invest and when to buy. Anybody hearing me? That's why it's a level of responsibility. If God says He's going to make you a mother, there is a level of responsibility that comes. You have to take care of your body. You have to take care of the seed that's coming in your womb. Anybody hearing me? Responsibility. Responsibility with every manifestation. Anybody hearing? Can I finish up by just saying this? Abraham, you are going to be a father of many nations. Sarah, you are going to be a mother of many nations. But do you know that in your old age, you have to raise up a child? That's a level of responsibility. Anybody hearing me? Hannah, you are praying for a child, but God is about to fulfill the prophetic word when Eli said, "May the Lord do unto you according to what you have asked." Do you know that Hannah, there is going to be a level of responsibility. Not only are you going to carry this child in your womb, you are going to win him off, and when you win him, you are going to take him back to the house of God and be able to give him back to God. A level of responsibility. Anybody hearing me? Level of responsibility that comes in light of the manifestation of the prophetic promise that God has given you. I pray that you will not lose your mind. I pray that you will not lose your soul. I pray that you will not lose your faith as you walk in the reality of the prophetic word. I thank you, God, for your sons and your daughters on the prayer line. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in their lives. I thank you, oh God, for the grace that you continue to release for us to be able to join together in prayer. We thank you, oh God, for we do not take these moments lightly, but they are precious before you, God, always. Always, always, always. Somebody say hallelujah. Isn't God awesome? Isn't God awesome? God is just awesome. God is just awesome. I want to read this for you. I know that I haven't done this in a long time, but I felt compelled to do it tonight. From Numbers chapter number 6, verse number 23. I'll do number 24. From verse number 24 to verse number 26. Bless the Lord, bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. But let me read, that's the King James Version. But let me read from the Amplified Version. Amplified Version simply stated by saying this: the Lord bless you and keep you, protect you, sustain you, and guard you. The Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with love and kindness. The Lord lift up his countenance face upon you with divine approval and give you peace, a tranquil heart, and life. Somebody say amen, amen, and amen.